This is Brandon Harrell from Albany, Georgia, and I listen to the Mickey Miles podcast. I was calling in for the anniversary show and just to talk about how Run Disney has changed my life. About 4 years ago, I looked in the mirror and as a former athlete in school, realized that I had let myself go and enter in my early 30s. I was seeing my kids kind of following the same path that I had taught them, eating poorly and not exercising. So my wife and I made the choice to begin running and set my sights at Disney as my first marathon or half marathon. And to try to get myself in shape, there's some motivation being big Disney fans that we were. And, you know, very humbling experience. The first days on the treadmill, barely able to go a few minutes on the treadmill, and built it up. And within a little over a year and a half later, was able to run my first and complete my first full marathon at Walt Disney World. Time was not great, but it was a great sense of accomplishment. And since then, have gone on to shed a total of a little over 75 pounds, and now in my mid-30s, been able to keep the weight off for a number of years, and actually have become a fairly good runner, where I'm proud of the time that I'm submitting in my mid-30s, completing sub-4-hour marathons and half marathons in the hour 45 range. So it's been something that has become a lifestyle change for both me and my wife, and my kids have taken notice. I now have my oldest daughter that runs cross-country and track, and I'm a youth pastor at my church, and I've even actually inspired some students to start running. And this year was able to enjoy one of my former students and her fiance ran their first half marathons at Disney this year with my wife and I. So it's been a great thing. So running Disney has absolutely changed my life, and I'm very thankful for it.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com. And by All Star Vacation Homes, with locations in Kissimmee and Orlando. All Star Vacation Homes offers you alternatives for your Disney vacation with beautiful and affordable homes, condos, and townhomes near Walt Disney World. Hospitality has a new home, and its name is All Star Vacation Homes. Visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 200 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today and TouringPlans.com, and with me on the show for this milestone podcast is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Michelle, congratulations on 200, and we haven't killed each other yet.
Congratulations. Who knew? And I see that you wore your tuxedo here today.
Yes.
That was really nice. Did you like my gown?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Too many sparkles.
But, I know. The sequins are, I'm such a girly girl. Yeah, but, yeah.
And, I never saw you with that eyelash stuff before.
Yes. So I thought we would kind of...
I think it was a little much to hire a limo to bring us to expansive studio number one here at the Mickey Miles Podcast Studio. But
You only have a 200th episode once. Well, actually, you've had one before.
I've had a 200th episode seven times.
Multiples of 200. Well, congratulations to you. And I do have a shout out today, and okay. It is to you, Mike Scopa,
who
I know for a lot of people in the Disney running community, for me and for other people, you really started people off with running and with your blogs on All Ears and your shows on WDW Today, and always generous with your time and advice with people. So I know I wouldn't be running today if it wasn't for you. So my shout out is to you, sir.
Well, thank you, but I think it would be nice if you said you never know. You never know. You probably would be running. You never know. I think
one of the nicest
things that's happened over the last 10 years is that I've heard from people who have talked to me about how their lives have changed. And as much as they say very nice things, it comes down to all the individuals doing the work. And so I say to all them, God bless and congratulations. And let's see what we can do with this episode.
And guess what? We have three of our favorite people here to celebrate.
Yes.
They've taken time out. And they all look fabulous, too. I've never seen Eddie McCoy decked out in tails before.
Stunning. But, he's got over the breast pocket, he's got that Auburn, thing. And
the
Bernie's
kerchief.
Got the NASA stuff.
Yeah, so let's introduce them.
Yeah, okay. So, ladies first, from all the way from Plains, New York, is Evelyn DeLucia. Hello, Evelyn.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Michelle.
Evelyn, you look fabulous.
Thank you. I worked very hard at it.
Did you get the bottle of champagne we sent over in the limo?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And I loved every sip of it.
You've had it already. Whoa, it's going to be a fun show.
No, I'm sorry. I started with that. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. It's too late. The cat's out of the bag.
From Columbia, Maryland, a friend of the last time Bernie, it wasn't the last time I saw Bernie, but Bernie and I have shared we haven't actually shared, we each had one. Hey, No Way Jose at Beaches and Cream. Bernie, how are you?
Good. Thanks, Mike and Michelle, for having me on, and congratulations for your reaching your 200th episode. It's been great.
We also want to mention that Bernie is a former Disney Moms panelist. Is that correct, Bernie?
That's correct. I was on the panel for 4 years. I'm currently on what they refer to as hiatus, but hope to go back next year. So
we'll see. Yeah. Helped a lot of people. Cool.
Finally, and last but certainly not least, is a very dear friend. He is also part of the Mickey Miles Podcast extended staff. He hails from Villarica, Georgia. His name is Eddie McCoy. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, Mike and Michelle. I guess I should have worn pants. Sorry.
Well, did you get the grapefruit beer we sent over to you?
Oh, yes. I partook.
You did, too. Well, I don't know.
And cookies.
And cookies, too. Oh, boy.
Definitely had cookies.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody.
So we have these three individuals here because, and we could have had a million people come on the show to talk about how Run Disney has affected their lives and how running has impacted their lives, but we made a list and we kept coming back to these three individuals, and we wanted them to come on and to talk about how things have changed for them over the years. And I'd like to, so in addition to these three individuals, we've asked many of you to call in and talk to us about how running and Run Disney has affected your lives, and a number of you have called in. And I want to mention to all the listeners that during the course of this 200th podcast, you will find that we will be going into a special audio bite from time to time, and we will be playing some of the recordings that we have received. So we wanted to mention that.
Yeah, and I have to say it was very inspirational. I mentioned on the Mickey Milers page that I was getting teary-eyed hearing some people's stories, and so inspirational. So thank you to everybody who took the time to call in, too.
Thank you very much. And again, from time, you never know when all of a sudden you'll be hearing, and you may hear your own voice. So again, we thank everyone.
Hi, guys. This is Celeste from San Francisco. And with all the struggles and stress and responsibilities that come with being an adult, running Disney keeps my inner child alive. It reminds me to have fun, go out there, and enjoy life. Also, running Disney has given me a running pace, which is much more than just that. It's the comfort of being with your own kind, sharing same feelings, and supporting each other. Running Disney has given me the feeling of belonging, so thank you, Disney. Bye, guys.
So I wanted to start off, Michelle, with Evelyn, because I remember, I think it was the first time I met Evelyn. I think Len Tester and I were together. And Evelyn, if you remember, it was actually a day or two before a race. You and Phil were at Pleasure Island. And
not Phil, who we had on the last show.
No, not Phil. Phil DeLucia.
Phil, her husband.
And actually, Len and I were picking up our race bibs to do a... The Tower of Terror 13K, which was back, I want to say 2007, but I'm not sure.
You're probably right.
On Paradise Pier?
Not
Paradise Pier. What's it called?
The bib pickup was somewhere on Pleasure Island, which was kind of unusual.
We were just talking about Disneyland.
And I remember running into Phil and Evelyn and talking with them. And lo and behold, several years later, she's been a member of Team All Ears. She's been running practically all the races. She's done Goofy. So Evelyn,
and Dopey.
Did she do Dopey too?
Yeah,
Holy
Dopey. Yeah.
Wow, you are Dopey. So we'd love to hear how running and Run Disney has changed your lives, life, I should say.
Oh, you know, it's been such a wonderful experience. You know, I really started with Disney and Team All Ears and everything because my daughter and my husband were running with me, and they just said, you know what, been there, done it. Don't want to do it anymore. We'll cheer you on. Is a different feel when you are alone and you don't know anybody and you're in a corral by yourself. So being a part of Team All Ears was amazing. The motivation, the support, the friendships that we have made, it's just phenomenal. Being on Facebook with everybody, being a part of Run Disney also is amazing. I don't know if it's me, but I just find that when you do a race with Run Disney, they are the happiest, most motivating, kind runners that I come across. I don't understand it, why, but it just, I've been in many other races, but I just find they're chatting along the way. If you're tired and you want to give up, they're pushing you along, and vice versa. I see someone, I chat. Never forget one of my first marathons, there was a girl in tears. Young girl, and I ran with her for a while, and I was here I am pushing her on, and it just floors me every time. And even just watching everybody with their stories of how they've gotten healthier, why they're running, some of our the Run Disney people and the team, the various teams, they're amazing. I mean, who has gone on to do triathlon, whose motivations keep pushing forward. Then on top of that, Jeff Galloway, I mean, that was such a plus, because my first few marathons I would run and I'd be exhausted at the end. But now using intervals with Jeff Galloway has been such a plus in my life. I finished the races. I was able to complete Dopey and Goofy and feeling great. And, you know, at 50-something years old, it's all amazing to me that this all works.
Hi, this is Bill Taylor from Corinth, Texas, and I wanted to share a little bit about how Run Disney changed my life. Really changed it in kind of two profound ways. First one is just around motivation, you know, that carrot to dangle in front of me to get me going. And, you know, in the past I tried running, but I was very overweight and out of shape and didn't really get too successful at it. And I even tried a couple of Run Disney races, but, you know, if I'm honest about it, it was more about Disney than it was about the running. And it was just a good excuse to be with friends at Disney. But while I was there, I got to witness a little bit of the Run Disney magic, and that was appealing to me. But I was limited to 5Ks. Halves were this holy grail. Not even in my vocabulary, the word marathon. So, I didn't even think twice about it. But went through some major life changes about a year and a half ago and lost a lot of weight, got myself into shape. Running became more feasible, actually became more fun. And the idea of the half marathon started creeping into my head. And I thought, you know, really enjoyed the Run Disney races. Maybe that's what I need to shoot for. And then they announced the Avengers half marathon. And I was like, you know, this must be fate. Signed up for it. Now I've got that goal to shoot for. But to help to motivate towards that goal, I mean, the community is amazing within Run Disney, specifically around this podcast. And these group of people care for each other. They're there to support each other, encourage each other, you know, and even console each other when they're down. And that part has been invaluable at kind of working along this journey. The other piece that way Run Disney has changed my life, which really means a lot to me, is around, you know, I've got my running buddy now. My wife Jennifer and I have gone through this journey together. You know, it's been a long and challenging journey at some times, but I think we couldn't be more happy with how things have turned out for us and just the quality of life as we've come out of this. Jennifer had knee issues in the past, so I mean, running wasn't even a possibility. But now, due to these changes and both of us getting in shape, that opened up that door. And I know the Disney aspect really appeals to her. And so this is a journey we've kind of embarked on together. And we've both signed up for the Avengers Half Marathon, actually the Star Wars Half Marathon too. Yes, we have a sickness. And it's given us something to really work hard towards, given us both a goal to share. And it really means a lot to me to get to share this special part of our lives together. You know, and I couldn't be happier. So for that and everything else, you know, I thank you, Run Disney, for making this possible, as well as things we never even dreamt that were possible come true. So thank you.
Hi, this is Chad from Norton, Massachusetts. I'm calling to say I actually do love the Mickey Mouse podcast, and Run Disney has changed my life. I've lost 50 pounds. I've entered races, and a year ago, I thought I would not be able to run a mile, and now I can't believe that I say, you know, a 5K is my short run. I've met wonderful people through the online community, through the Facebook page. I love listening to the podcast, and I've become healthier. My life has totally changed, both myself and my partner, and it has been absolutely a revolution in our lives. So I want to thank everybody and for their support, encouragement, and for what this group means. So thank you.
It's just another example of you're never too old to try something new.
No, and you know, the camaraderie of everybody, going to the various pages of the Disney, Disney Facebook and all of that. I mean, they're all unbelievable people, and I appreciate everyone that's there to help you. And if I can offer the little bit to help them, I'm there for them. Advice, Mike, you've been an unbelievable amount of advice on the various runnings. You guys were unbelievable captains for our team. Run Disney has just been special. When I wonder why I'm doing it, and I mean, the bling is great, shirts are great, but when you're out there and you're saying, why am I doing it, then you kind of realize, you know, you're doing it because of all the other people that inspired you and supported and motivated you.
So, Evelyn, do you think that's why you keep on signing up for more races? Because you want to see your friend, your running friends?
You know, when I go, yes. Without a question. I mean, we're coming down for Wine and Dine this year, and we are so excited that so many of our friends that I talk to on Facebook in the various groups are going to be there. And I'm already saying, okay, let's meet for here, let's meet for there. And as we get closer, I'll put up a page and we'll all meet, you know. And I noticed that other people, when they go to the Disney races, whether it's in Disneyland or wherever, I did the Dumbo for Disneyland, and it was great. And we met so many people there last year. This was sorry I can't go again this year, but it's great because you get to meet people. You only talk on Facebook, and but another good thing is I have met other Run Disney, you know, people from Team All Ears, Run Disney, whatever, in other races, in Philly, in let's see, we're Atlantic City. I mean, we meet in other places, and we post a page and say, anyone going to do this? And if you're going to do it, put your name in there, and we'll all meet somewhere. We'll go for dinner. We'll go for drinks. And believe it or not, you end up talking about running. So.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Mike. This is Beth Anderson from Michigan, and I'm calling to say why I run Disney. Actually, I could probably just say why I run, because I wouldn't be running except for Run Disney. Actually, it's all Lou Mangiello's fault. In 2009, when he was podcasting about how he was getting ready to do the half marathon, his first, his only, I was quite inspired to do that. As he said, if he could do it, anybody can do it. And so I ran my first Run Disney race in 2010 with my husband and my dad. It was the half marathon, the Frozen half marathon. Surprisingly, I was able to come back the next year and do it again, even though that was really a crazy experience with the cold and the ice and the freezing and the snow. the reason that I run is mostly what my Bondi band says, which is I run for sanity. If I don't run, my family and those around me can really tell. And actually, that's another reason that I run, because it's a good example to my children to take good care of yourself. The side benefit of running, especially Run Disney, is I've made some great friends, and I am able to take some racecations at Walt Disney World to do the races like the upcoming Goofy Challenge. I'm very excited. So thanks for all you do, and I appreciate it. Take care. Bye.
Hi, Michelle and Mike. This is Eric Anderson from Centerville, Virginia, and I was calling to relay how my life has been changed by Running Disney. So Running Disney got me off the couch. That's the first thing. I've been a runner 20 or so years ago, but had fallen out of the habit due to some health concerns. I also turned 40 and did not like the shape in which I found myself. My wife had just started running for the first time ever with the Couch to 5K program. And I wanted to see if I could just get up off the couch and run 5K. Turns out I could, but not anywhere near how I used to. So I started putting in the miles. My wife and I signed up for the next year's Walt Disney World Half Marathon as an aspirational goal. We both started training for it. Now, along the way, we found ourselves with a trip to Walt Disney World planned for the same weekend as the inaugural Tower of Terror 10 miler. And it came at a good point in our training to tackle the distance. And we made it through successfully and had a lovely trip, just the two of us, down to the world. We also made some friends there who are running the race, and we still meet up with them when we can. As for that aspirational half marathon, we both made it through just fine. But on Sunday, after the marathon, we saw those marathon and Goofy Challenge medals around people's necks, and that made us want to conquer that marathon distance too, and possibly even the Goofy Challenge the next year. Of course, then Run Disney rolled out the Dopey Challenge, and, well, who can resist a good challenge? So, from two people who, at the beginning of 2012, had either never run before, who had not run in decades, we ended up with two marathoners in the house, as well as two Dopey finishers. Along the way, my health got better. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and it has been a real boon for my blood sugar control. I'm down about 25 pounds from when I started running again back in 2012. My wife and I have a new shared hobby, and although with kids, we hardly ever get to train together, we do have our couples trips to Walt Disney World for race weekends. So in all, happier, fewer, thinner, smarter about running, and more willing to push myself. And, of course, a bit dopier now. All from having those Run Disney races out there to inspire and to which to aspire. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you, Evelyn. We'll come back to you.
I want to move now to Bernie, who has been on quite a journey, Bernie, over the last several years.
The journey of Bernie.
Yeah, the journey of Bernie.
There you go.
We'll get Chris Eliopoulos to draw you and everything. But I'd love to hear your story, because you and I go back a few years, and I've seen the transformation, and I'm just I want to congratulate you. I want to give you a lot of props, because you've done so much, Bernie. You've come a long way, and it's just. You know, you're one of those people who I turn to and I say, this is an example of what you can do when you put your mind to it. So I would love to have you, you know, tell everyone where it all started and where you are today and actually where you're going to go from here.
Well, thanks, Mike. And to be honest, I wouldn't have started running without you, and I'll explain that. So I think when you and I first met, probably 4 or 5 years ago, I was about 6'2". 255 pounds, and today I'm still 6'2", thank goodness, haven't shrunk yet, but I'm about a little bit over 180 pounds, and all that change is from running, and probably the biggest things is I had a whole bunch of health problems in the past, and I was having a lot of serious problems breathing, and my doctor always said, hey, you need to take up something. You can take up running, or you need to start swimming. But if you don't do something, you're going to be carrying around oxygen relatively soon. And I knew this for years. It's not something that just came on. It took a long time to get there. And I just never thought I could do it. I still don't think I can swim very far. But for running, once I made it onto the moms panel and I knew about these Run Disney races, and I was like, okay, you know, I've tried to do everything there is to do at Disney over, you know, a lot of trips and still haven't done everything. But one of the big things was a Run Disney event. And I said, well, it was kind of, I was intrigued, but even after hearing about him, it still took a couple years to even think about it. And probably the first inspiration was Lou Mangiello on the WWE radio show, where he was talking about he was training for a half marathon. And it got me interested, but still didn't make me do it in the sense that I didn't think I could do it, quite frankly. I wasn't sure I could run more than 25 yards. And then Mike, and I don't mean to defend you here on your 200th episode, but you were on a podcast with, and you're talking to Len Testa, and you mentioned that you like broke your ankle or sprained your ankle, and you completed a half marathon. And I listened to that, and I was like, you know, if Mike Scopa can do a half marathon with a broken ankle, I need to give this a try.
Awesome.
And really, between you and Lou, I really said, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna try this.
Hi, Mike and Michelle. This is Ryan Armbruster from St. Genevieve, Missouri. I just wanted to congratulate you on your 200th episode and wish you continued success.
Hi, this is Jessica from Memphis, Tennessee. My husband and I love listening to the Mickey Miles podcast, especially when we are out on long runs. Y'all have kept us company during a lot of our training. I'm calling to answer your question about how running Disney has changed my life. Running Disney has changed my life and actually my career. A picture of me taken with my boss at the inaugural Princess Half Marathon was something that my now boss remembered when they started working with Disney and Run Disney, and he offered me an opportunity to change a little bit of my career focus. And now I get to work with the great folks at Run Disney and Disney Corporate Alliances on a daily basis. So it's this magical, forgive the Disney reference, it's this magical coming together of my personal passion and my professional strength. And I am very, very lucky. Thanks for all the great work that y'all do. See you on after races.
So I picked out a Run Disney race probably over a year in advance. And I was smart enough to tell everybody I was going to do it, because I was afraid if I didn't tell people, I'd probably go out there and give it a try and then stop. Kind of needed the peer pressure. And so sure enough, I announced that I was going to do the Tower of Terror 10-miler. And to be honest, the first time I went out running, I just ran on a tennis court with my 8-year-old, just around the circle, like 3 courts in a row. And I didn't give up then, but the first time I hit the road, I think I only went like maybe a half a mile. I was like, I don't want to do this. And to be honest, for the first 3 or 4 months, every other day or every 2 days I went out there, I wasn't really enjoying it. But I said, you know, I wanted to go try a Run Disney event. I really wanted to see what it was about. And I was going to do this one time. I told my wife, I'll do this one time, and that's it. I'm never going to do it again.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, it's somewhere between, after about 4 or 5 months, I started to like it. And now we're at a point where I love it. The example, I just flew back in from California last night. I landed, got to my house at 2 a.m. And by 7 a.m., I had woke up and went out the door. And my wife's like, you know, you really should think about sleeping. I'm like, oh, no, it's my long run day. I got to go. and just enjoy it. It's relaxing. It clears my mind and actually gives me a lot of energy for the rest of the day. So it's been great.
Brian, I have to agree with you too, because I mean, I find that that is a great de-stressor and it's addictive. It really is addictive. The more you do it, the more you realize that it's good for you, and you're amazing. I mean, that you've changed your whole life and your health. That's amazing. I'm going to make sure my husband listens to this.
Well, I hope he's listening anyway.
Yeah.
So Bernie, do you find now that you're encouraging other people to run Disney?
So I don't know if I've encouraged other people to run Disney. I have a lot of Disney friends from being on the Moms panel, and I've talked to them, and I maybe I have, but I'm sure you're
inspiring them too.
Maybe, but I've inspired people in my neighborhood and at work who have seen the transformation, and they've asked for advice to how to get started, and I hear I can't run and blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, I couldn't do anything. And it wasn't for the Jeff Galloway method. You know, I still wouldn't have done anything. And so I take time to explain it to people and talk about how I first started. And I first started with running for like, I think it was like 30 seconds of running and 3 or 4 minutes of walking. And, you know, I explained now I'm at like, you know, 5 minutes of running and 45 seconds of walking, and you make that shift. But I said that shift took over a long time. And by the way, I said, you know, I started off just doing 30 seconds of running. And if you can't do 30 seconds, you could go to 15 or something. And it kind of gets people's attention. And they say, well, I could probably do 15 seconds. And that's what I was thinking, too, when I first started. It's like, you know, again, I had that, you know, Mike Scopa ran a half marathon with a broken ankle. So I should be able to do 30 seconds of running here.
Hey, this is Matt from Orangeburg, South Carolina, and I love listening to the Mickey Miles podcast. I just want to call in and hope I'm not too late and say what running and run did me, especially it meant to me. It began with a trip to the doctor and a pre-diabetes diagnosis that is just kind of a slap in the face that something had to be done, and what better way to lose the weight and hopefully change my lifestyle than to begin as a runner. And what better place to run than at Walt Disney World? So I began training for the 2014 Princess Half, and I've really just been bitten by the bug. My lifestyle has certainly changed for the better, as well as my eating habits. And I actually became a member of the Half Fanatics as a direct result of Run Disney and training for that half marathon. So it's just been a phenomenal journey, and I'm so happy to have met the friends through the running squad, and I love listening to the podcast. So just thank you guys so much for what you do and for helping literally change lives.
Hi, this is John Maloney from Hershey, Pennsylvania. I never liked running in my whole life, but I've always been a big Disney fan and a Walt Disney World fan especially, and heard so many stories of folks running through the parks and how exciting it was. And then after hearing Lou Mangiello's podcast talk about his experience, it gave me faith that in the middle of my life I might be able to do it as well. So I started training with the intent of doing one single half marathon. But after going through the experience and getting the chance to run through the parks, it was just such an experience that I wanted to keep it going. So with encouragement from other running team members and help from the Mickey Miles, I've now run 7 half marathons, 2 full marathons, and I'm working on my second Goofy. So just wanted to say thank you so much for all you've done throughout all the podcasts you've done here, and hope you continue to do it for a long time.
Well, let us get now to our friend Eddie, because I know, Eddie, you've had a transformation too, and why don't you tell us your story?
Well, my story, actually, when I got into running, I used to be 320 pounds, and I had lost all the way down to 120 pounds, and but I had lost that before I even got into running. I was healthy in the gym and had a love of Disney, as most people do listen to this podcast, and it was a good friend. And a friend of the show, Alex Armas, who kept pushing me to sign up for a Run Disney race, and just so that I'd go down there with him for wine and dine, and hang out with him and check a bucket list off. Something I really didn't want to do. It took a long time for him to get me to sign up. I signed up. I did it, and obviously, when you do something like that you never thought was possible, it kind of changes your view of everything. Some know I trained all the time on the elliptical machine, so I despise running to the nth degree before I started it being my first race. So, but after the first race, I was hooked with the with Run Disney, with being out there with the crowd. But to be honest with you, I knew nobody in the Run Disney community at all. I had listened to Mike on the WDW Today podcast, so I knew a little bit about the races through him. And after the wine and dine, this is the time that you could still sign up for races that were coming up a month or two out. I was able to sign up after wine and dine, sign up for Marathon Weekend Half Marathon, where actually in Race Retreat, I knew nobody. I showed up that race with me and Anna, knew nobody yet there at the race, but got introduced to you, Michelle, briefly, and then talked to Mike, met Mike for the first time, who gave me advice on the course. But I saw that y'all were with Team All Ears, and as you may remember, I begged you to let me on the team. So immediately after that, I got on Team All Ears. And then what happened with Team All Ears is you meet so many people like Evelyn and so many really good friends. I was hooked on racing, and I still am. So I sign up for most races. So we would start seeing similar people and became friends with a lot of different people. And what's happened is I've made some really, really good friendships that I enjoy. We travel across the country. We go to different races. We'll see each other now without a race. But the fact is, the friendships I made through Run Disney is something I never trade. You know, I going to Disney World, never knowing a soul. Now you can't go to Disney World and not know somebody there and meet up with somebody, whether it be a race or just being on vacation. And the friendships really is the common bond that I take out of the Run Disney experience, and how many good friends I have that I believe I'll have for life, and all the things that you can do. And it all starts with the love of Disney. And being able to be healthy is just great. And the other thing is being involved with the running teams, you know, to inspire and help other people achieve their goals. There's nothing greater than seeing people take that first step when they run. And I try to do everything I can to help those that are taking their first step to get out the door and encourage them along the way. But Run Disney means quite a bit to me.
Hi, guys. This is Kim Sheriff from Long Beach, New York, and I love listening to the Mickey Miles podcast. I'm calling to talk about why and how Run Disney has changed my life. I've been running now for 2 years, just about, and Run Disney has made me an amazing group of friends from all over the country while also getting myself into amazing shape. I've pushed things and pushed my limits to doing things that I never thought I could do. I was that girl back in high school who was medically excused from running a mile. Now, using the run, walk, run methodology, I'm training to run my first marathon, and I'm well on my way to also then running the Goofy in January. I love listening to the podcast and hearing stories from other runners and learning lots of tips and tricks. Thanks, Mike and Michelle.
Hi, this is Justin Marler from Concord, North Carolina. Run Disney has changed my life by keeping me motivated to stay fit and healthy by constantly being in training mode and having a goal to strive for. In 2007, when my first child was born, I was 215 pounds and being short, 5'5", was obviously not a good weight to be at. I started running just to lose weight. I lost 83 pounds and am now down to my ideal body weight of 132 pounds. We took our kids to Disney for the first time in 2012 and happened to be there on Marathon weekend. When the resort bus dropped us off outside the Animal Kingdom on Marathon Sunday, I saw all the runners and remember thinking, who in the world would want to do that? I ran my first 5K in May 2012 and won first in my age group, and I'd officially caught the racing bug. I signed up for the 2013 WDW Half Marathon, and I fell in love with the atmosphere and couldn't wait to go back. I did a dopey this year in 2014, and for most of the marathon, kind of trailed behind Team All Ears and saw how much fun all the members had as they ran together, had photos together, and rode roller coasters together. I'm heading back for Goofy in 2015 as a member of the Mickey Milers and can't wait to sport my jersey and run with the team. My family has since joined the DVC this year in hopes of many more Run Disney events in our future, and I can't wait to run with my kids when they get old enough. Thanks again, Mike and Michelle, for all the great podcasts. Looking forward to many more. Bye-bye.
You're such an excellent cheerleader. All three of you are. So the community piece is really important. It seems like that's the thing that makes most of us come back.
It's been one beautiful story after another, and I really, really love to hear those stories. And I, when I listen to Evelyn, when I listen to Bernie, when I listen to Eddie, and I hear them saying that, you know, they've turned it around and they're helping others. It's very much like a tree, a network. And as each person's lives are touched, that person touches other lives, and it grows and it just helps so many people. And I think that's the thing that I love the most about this, that the community grows and it begins to reach out and it begins to help others who, you know, may not be as healthy but want some kind of motivation and some kind of guidance, and that's what happens, and I really love that.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to pick up on that too, because I think it's connecting with friends, but I also know for myself that running Disney has changed my family. You know, I get to run with my son. He's interested now. Tomorrow he's going to have his first cross-country practice, so it's changed his life. Could you speak to that, Bernie, Eddie, or Evelyn? Has being involved in Run Disney changed your families at all?
Well, you know, Michelle, for me, it has. All right, my family, like I said, started out running with me, but if anything, they are there to cheer not only me, but everyone that I've come to know and love, among every other runner that's out there. So at the very least, they're out there cheering, and I think many of the people that I know love my family as much, if not more, you know, because of their cheering. And that's how ours has changed. And I keep trying to get, you know, my son to maybe join in, but maybe someday. But, you know, they are all very supportive of what I do, of what all my friends do, all whoever they see. They give them a tremendous amount of credit to get up there, get out there, get healthy, and just do something that is amazing.
So this is Bernie. So I took both my boys with me. They both ran the 5K, the Tower of Terror 10-miler weekend. It was like the Happy Haunt 5K trail run or something like that. And both of them enjoyed it. I think my oldest son, he likes to run just a couple miles extremely fast. And I tried to talk him into doing a 10-mile or a half marathon, but I think he still likes the 5K distance, so he's thinking about a 10K. And then my youngest son, he and I are doing another 5K, though not at Disney yet. I'm trying to figure out when to do that, but I hope to do another race at Disney with them soon, with both of them. So I think they have. They see me go out there and they run, and I think at first it was a kind of anomaly. And then even like today, my sons were surprised. I got up and went out the door, and now I can ask them on a weekend, hey, do you want to go running? And usually the answer, especially for my little one, is yes. So it's been good.
That's great. Eddie?
Yes, a guy who was just hanging up metal racks for both my daughters before I got on to talk to you guys.
Wow.
So yeah, it's definitely changed with my family. And here's the thing. As a guy who was always big growing up and bigger his life until his kids were born, I love to set the example of being healthy and being active, and it's something my girls have totally bought into. And the fact is, they love to go running Disney races, and so they understand in order to do that it involves training, so they have to train, which sometimes they love getting out there, and some days not so much. But it's my daughters are Emma's 8 and Abby's 6, so we're in the younger stages, but we're running the 5K in Disneyland as we're coming up, and they've run multiple Disney kid races. Emma's run one 5K with me and Expedition Everest with me, so we're, you know, as far as that, the kids absolutely love it. But even more impressive is the only one who despised running more than I did when I started was my wife, who said no way in the world would she ever run a race, would she ever run anywhere. And then after I ran the Wine and Dine, she saw the medal and said, I can do that. And then, and then signed up for the Princess right after that and trained and done Princess and done several other halves. So, yeah, running's definitely impacted our life.
So you're a running family now.
Yes, we are.
Hi, my name's Mark Lorenzo, and I wanted to share with you how Run Disney has really changed my life. So it's opened up new community of Disney fans, the Disney fan runners. I've made new friends, and I've had some new goals to compete in the various races that I've done. I did my first marathon, half marathon with Run Disney, and it just really meant the world to me. I had a gastric bypass surgery in October of 2011, and so it's been 3 years now, and running Disney races and other races has helped me keep the weight off and stay fit, and also have a goal to work toward, you know, for the future and to stay fit. So and I'm thankful for the Mickey Miles podcast and all my Run Disney friends, and just the ability to go to the races and have a great time while I'm staying fit. So thank you guys for everything you do. Wishing you best for another 200 episodes of Mickey Miles Podcast. Love you guys.
Hi, Mike and Michelle. This is Melissa Iannetta from Delaware, and I'm calling in response to your invitation to tell a little bit about your story about running Disney. I accidentally stumbled upon Marathon Weekend around 2008, 2009, when my husband and I were down there for his first trip. It was very exciting. And we were talking to some people wearing what looked like funny jewelry to us at the bus stop, and they were, of course, runners who were telling us about how great the races were, and I sort of filed that away. In 2011, I hit a major career milestone, which was great, but the less great part was to get there, I'd gotten really unhealthy. I'd gained 80 pounds, I wasn't exercising, I was cooking delicious cream-filled meals, you know, full pasta and whatnot. And I had gained 80 pounds, so I started walking and weight watching. We were taking the family down to Disney that year, so I went to my husband and I said, I'm thinking about walking the 5K at Disney, and it felt so funny to say that because I'd never done anything athletic in my life. But he was very supportive, and he, in fact, walked it with me. And after we got home from that, I'd been bitten by the bug, and I asked him how he'd feel about me going down and trying to do the Tower of Terror 10-miler that was starting that year. And he got behind that, and I thought I'd better do a little running to offset the walking so that I would be able to finish under the time. And over time, there's been more running and less walking. And until now, when I do the marathon in January, I will have, as they say, run all the races at Disney. This journey has definitely changed my life. First of all, I lost over 80 pounds. And I think, you know, related but in some ways more important, I replaced less than healthy hobbies like full-on Italian cooking, baking, and believe it or not, cheese making, with running and other forms of exercise. And just basically my family and I now can be much more active and engaged in those ways. And of course, we take runcations now, which is not something I would have said that I would do back in 2011. So I just appreciate the ways in which engaging with Run Disney has made me appreciate my body more. And I also really appreciate the friends that I've made through the Mickey Miles podcast. And I really value the opportunity you guys have given me to connect with people I wouldn't have met otherwise, even some people who live right near me and who I would have never met or known that I had so much in common with. So thank you.
So all three of you have been on a journey. All three of you have come from a certain point to where you are today. And my guess is that all three of you, I'm going to assume that all three of you thought, boy, this is going to be a long journey. I don't know if I can make it, but you've come a long way. And having said that, I'm going to start with Evelyn. And I'm going to ask you, do you have any goals? Do you have anything out there that you're looking for, that you're aiming towards to push yourself even further now that you've probably accomplished something that you thought you'd never accomplish?
I think at this point in my life, Mike, I want to keep going and doing this as long as I possibly can. My daughter already teases me that maybe I'll be the grandma that runs with the grandchildren someday. But I just want to keep moving, keep as healthy as possible. I'm always on that quest to drop pounds, of course. And I'm inspired by both boys with me here tonight. But just to keep moving, because it's so important, you know, regardless of what our health is at this point, just to keep getting out there, moving, keeping your joints going. Just to keep on doing what I'm doing. I mean, there are days that I question it, but then I think about everything I've done to date, and then I think about why I want to keep going, and I'm out there running again.
That's great. I think that speaks to a lot of us that we want to just keep doing it. Bernie, how about you? What do you see on the horizon for you?
So I mentioned before my doctor wanted me to run or to swim, and I said I really couldn't swim. I never had lessons as a child or anything like that. And so today, after I went 9 miles, and this afternoon, I actually did about 45 minutes of laps in a pool. So I'm trying to learn how to swim. I'm thinking about doing a triathlon, but I haven't signed up for anything. However, I'm also thinking about doing a full marathon. So I've never done a full marathon. I've done, I guess, 5 half marathons now. But I'm thinking about the 2016. So I've decided that when I do a full marathon, I want it to be a Disney marathon. So even though I've done a lot of half marathons in my local area, what really motivates me is a Run Disney event. And I'm excited, like I'm going to Disneyland in a couple of weeks, and I'm excited by that. And then I'm already signed up for the half in January. But I haven't done a full yet. I've been a little scared, to be honest with you. I probably still am. But I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about targeting the 2016 Walt Disney World Marathon. And some of my friends have done, you know, dopeys and goofies, and they're like, Bernie, just sign up for the dopey. But I think I'm going to take it one step at a time. And so I think the next thing is going to be a full marathon for me.
Bravo. Bravo. You should be scared. It's scary, but you can do it with training.
Yeah, I think that a full marathon is a completely different animal from a half. And I think that it's very, you know, when you think about where you've come from to get to a half and now where you have to go from a half to a full, I can see it being something that, you know, it's you want to make sure that everything is right. And when you know it's time, it's time. I'm afraid to ask Eddie what he's looking at. He's, you know.
Well, I wanted to say to Bernie, too, that you already showed that you have the perseverance. You should have proven that to yourself because look what you've done. So we'll help you in any way that we can, Bernie.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm usually my long run every other week or every 2 weeks is about 12 or 13 miles. So I feel like I have a base where I can just say, if someone said, hey, let's do a half marathon this weekend, I'm like, okay, that's fine. But the distance to go to the full marathon, you know, scares me. I have a lot to learn. I'm still a newbie. I'm on a couple running teams, and because someone said, you know, you give a lot of advice. I don't give any advice to anybody. I'm the one always asking questions and looking for advice and listening to podcasts and reading as much as I can because I'm still learning. And so I think I still have a way to go.
I think that's the cool thing about running is you're always learning about it.
Hi, this is John Thompson from Katona, New York, a.k.a. Hoot Dad. And I wanted to talk about how Run Disney has changed my life. You know, it was a desire to do my first race in my first Run Disney event, the 2013 Walt Disney World Half Marathon. And that's what really got me motivated to run in the first place. And, I haven't stopped since. Although the half marathon is still my only Run Disney race, since then, I have run in 7 more half marathons and 3 full marathons, as well as several 5Ks and 10Ks. And the impact on my life has been immeasurable. I considered myself to be pretty fit before I started running. But since then, I've lost about 40 pounds. My blood pressure and my heart rate are down, and my endurance is way up. After my last checkup, it was the second in a row since I started running. My doctor said to me, whatever you do, keep running. You know, but the improvement in my health was a side effect that I expected. What I didn't really anticipate was how running would introduce me to a wonderful community via social media. The running community, and you know, especially the Run Disney community, is the most fun and supportive bunch of folks that you could ask for. I've only been able to meet a few people in person, but, you know, I still consider these people to be my friends. And I really hope that I'll be able to meet more in January when I plan on going down to Walt Disney World and taking on Dopey's Challenge. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for the terrific podcast, and I can't wait to hear more. And congratulations on your 200th episode. Bye now.
Hey, Michelle, it's Michael here. Calling with my Run Disney story. With over 30 years of hitting the road, I've always been a runner. However, in 2005 and 2006, I had some rough health issues that sort of sidelined me. Think a house episode, if you will. In the fall of 2006, I decided that I needed to have a goal to focus on to try to reclaim a bit of my life. That goal was the 2008 Goofy Challenge. When I finally verbalized this goal to my family in 2007, I was amazed with their support until they told me that they really didn't care if I ran Goofy or not. They were just excited to go to Disney World. Well, fast forward to 2008, the Goofy Challenge was one of the most difficult things I'd ever done, primarily since injury prevented me from running more than 6 total miles between Thanksgiving and marathon weekend that year. Nonetheless, I completed it and felt like I'd marked a good return to health, and it really came down to that it wasn't until I returned home that I saw the full impact marathon weekend had on me and my family. Forgetting the fact that since I've run over 2 dozen races since then at Disney, earned coast to coast, and completed over 20 marathons. It was really that magical trip to the world that was more far-reaching to my family than I even realized. As a result of that trip, we bought Sight Unseen into DVC, got annual passes, and managed 2 to 3 trips to the world per year, even taking 4 Disney cruises. With the economy in the dump in 2008 and 2009, buying Sight Unseen into DVC was a leap of faith based on that one experience that we had. And while Disney has become a running staple to my overall life, running at Disney has opened new paths to new friendships, led to my raising over $20,000 for various charities, and other experiences on which I've never planned. And for all of this, running at Disney has positively changed my life. Thanks. Talk to you later. Michael Miller from Alexandria, Virginia.
Eddie, what about you? What are your goals?
My goals, well, I've been blessed with talent. So, and I was able to Boston qualify and run Boston. So I've hired a coach again, and I'm trying to get as much as I can out of my talent and see wherever I can go, and challenge myself. So I went from running a lot of marathons last year to I'm going to run very few more goal races, and I'll be at most Disney events, but really just see what I can do, but also stay healthy. So push it and just see where I can go.
And you inspire and help so many people too. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
What about you, Mike? What about your Run Disney goals?
Oh boy.
Get you to do a marathon, you think?
The marathon has always been, I think that I've signed up for a marathon several times. I signed up for a marathon back in, you ready for this? 1981. I signed up for a marathon. It's called the Casco Bay Marathon, and you run along the coast of Maine. It was, I think, late September, early October. About a month before I was supposed to run that, I was training. I was playing basketball, and I exploded my ACL. So I got a little problem with that.
But still, you ran it.
No. This isn't a Bernie story. Okay. Right? And I said, well, okay, so maybe it's not in the cards for me. But, after I healed up, I started running again. And then a few years ago, I signed up for the marathon.
20th anniversary.
And I hurt my knee again. And, Eddie, I hurt my knee a couple of days after I saw you in Disney. I saw you outside of Toy Story Mania in September. Remember we talked about we ran that morning, and we both ran about the same amount. We were talking about how hot and humid it was. Well, I hurt my knee, and I was kind of saddled for about a year. So, I mean, I don't know if it's in the cards for me.
But would you do a Disney one?
I think if I was going to do one, it would be the Disney one because it's fun and I would take my time and everything. But, it's something down the road. I think, like Evelyn, I just want to keep running and try to just keep it steady for the rest of my life and maybe someday actually run with my grandchildren. So, you never
Cheers.
Know.
Hey, Mike, we should run the 2016 Disney Marathon together.
You can make an announcement right now, guys.
There you go.
The gauntlet's been thrown.
I'll tell you what. I'll think about it. I recently started a new job, and you may have seen. I've got a long commute, so I can only run. I can run only on weekends, so I don't know if I could train for a marathon. That's always been the other thing that's bothered me about marathon training is that you have to put in the training. I think that you don't have to put in as much training, obviously, for a half. I mean, I could go out any day now and probably run a half marathon, but I don't think I can go out any day now and run a full.
I'm taking you along on my goofy training.
Yeah, so I'm going to be helping Michelle in her goofy training. So, Bernie, I definitely appreciate and I'm honored by your invitation, and let's see what happens, okay?
Sounds good.
Hi, my name is Rhonda Hicks from Wilson, New York, and Run Disney has changed my life as I've actually never run Disney yet. I'm signed up for the Glass Slipper Challenge in 2015, and there's no other event in the world that would make me get off my couch 3 to 4 times a week and run. I'm not athletic at all. I was never on a sports team in high school, and yet there's nothing that motivates me more than thinking about the fireworks and my costume and giving Mickey a big hug at the end of that finish line. And there's nothing else that motivates me that much. And so I'm really excited, and I just can't believe that in these 3 months, I'm able to run 5 miles now. I also want to thank you, Mike and Michelle, for giving us such great advice. They're such a good resource for new runners about Disney and running in general. And I love listening to your podcast. Thank you.
Hi, I was calling in to talk about what Disney Running meant for me for your 200th episode. My name is Jessica Snowden. I'm in Omaha, Nebraska, and I started running when I was very, very overweight back in August of 2012, and I decided that I was going to set a goal for running the Castaway Key 5K when I was on my very first Disney cruise, which was about 8 months away. And that was such a huge carrot for me to help keep me running when it was hard and when I felt so slow and so frustrated. And to this day, running that 5K was such a huge, exciting accomplishment for me, knowing that it was something that I had set as a goal and worked at for so long. I eventually ended up losing 110 pounds, and when I had lost that weight, I decided to kind of cement and celebrate that weight loss by setting a new goal of running a half marathon at Disney. And so I ran the Princess Half Marathon in February of 2014. And crossing that finish line and knowing that I could do that and knowing that I could do that because that overweight girl had started so long ago with the Castaway Key 5K as a goal was just so huge and momentous and cheer-inducing for me. And so I will always be grateful for Disney being my happy place and being my motivation to get me to run. And I love listening to you guys, so thanks.
So I guess that takes care of our... Michelle, did you... wait a minute. Michelle, do you have any goals?
Yes, Mike, I do. Actually, I would like to keep running the Disney Marathon every year, as many years as I can do it. I really enjoy that marathon. And my newest goal is I had such a great time hanging out with Eddie and everybody before the Boston Marathon and the fundraising. I'd like to do that too. That's not a Run Disney goal, but if I could do January Marathon and the Boston Marathon and just keep fit to do both of those, I'd be really, really happy. And I'd also like to increase my time, but maybe do all the Run Disney events. But those are my two important things I'd like to do. Because I think I have a lot to learn about running marathons, and I have a lot to learn about running in general.
I think that it's a sport more so than any other sport where you learn more and more about yourself every time you go out, every time you lace up your shoes. And I think that the Run Disney brand has allowed a lot of people to enter the world of running and not find as much pressure as you would if you were doing a non-Disney race. I've talked with many people, and a lot of them have said, and we've seen it with Team Ollie, is that it becomes a fun event. You don't have to worry about a PR. You're worried about, you know, making sure you have enough time to spend with all the friends that you have down there. So that's one of the things.
And I think you'd agree with me that another goal for us is to keep on helping people who want to run these races and give them information. And as long as we can have three wonderful guests like we have on right now, we'll be able to keep on doing it, because we can't do this alone.
I agree. And one of the reasons, one of the goals of this podcast was to bring on these three individuals, because they all have something to add to the community. We all can learn from them, motivation, perseverance, tricks of the trade or whatever. And none of us are experts, and we basically go by what we've experienced and what we've seen from others, and we try to share that information. So we want to, you know, continue to do so, and we'd like to thank Evelyn and
Before we let
Eddie.
Them go, I want to ask
we have two more things.
I want to ask if any of you have anything that you'd like to say for anybody considering running Disney in the next year. Any advice, Evelyn?
I think if it's your first race, going with a real positive attitude, of course, do some training, but just enjoy yourself. Even for someone that's done other races, I think running Disney, they are some of the most enjoyable races that I've done, because of the people, because of the atmosphere, and just the participants. So just, of course, do the training. Just have a great time.
How about you, Bernie?
I was going to say, probably the biggest thing is don't give up. So as I said, I didn't enjoy running, and I was in the Air Force before working for NASA, and we had to run. I hated it. And when I first started to try to do a Run Disney event, as I mentioned, for the first 3 or 4 months, I didn't like it. And the people I talk to in my neighborhood now, and like my son's soccer coach, who just picked up running again. They all said, you know, they didn't like it. And I said, oh, you know, keep doing it and keep trying it and try the Jeff Galloway method and don't give up for a while. And now they're all into it and they love it. And I love it. And, you know, if I had given up, I would never have made it this far. And so I would say, number one is don't give up. And number two, you have to be consistent. And what I mean by that is you have to get out there, even on the days where I didn't want to go out there because I didn't enjoy it. But I said, well, I'm going to do this one time. I'm going to follow the training plans. And it all paid off. So I think those two things is what I would leave with people.
Great. Thank you. And Eddie?
Yeah, my advice would be if you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking about doing a race, sign up for it. That there's accountability in itself by signing up for it. You're more likely to train instead of put it off and not doing it. Hence why I did it when I signed up for the Wine and Dine. But if you sign up for it, the odds are you'll do it, and then the experience itself will take care of the rest.
Although you have to sign up well in advance.
Yeah, but I have to agree with that, because that's what I did. And yeah. I told all my Disney friends, and I made a big family trip out of it and brought my whole family down. And, of course, I said, well, this is gonna be ugly if I don't actually do the race.
Yeah, tell the world. So sign up for it and then tell the world.
Yeah, that's what you call making the leap, Bernie, huh? Yes. Wow.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Michelle. It's Stephanie Grease from Boynton Beach, Florida. Congratulations on your 200th episode. We love you guys, and thank you so much for all you do. Running has changed my life tremendously. I started running back in October of 2013. I have since quit smoking. I've lost over 20 pounds. But most importantly, I have met the coolest, greatest group of friends ever in my entire life. So I'm just really blessed that I get to be a part of such a great running community. For the first time in my life, I'm on not one, but two teams. So big shout out to the BOGP Lizards and, of course, my Mickey Milers. Again, thank you guys for the podcast and all you do. Running has just enriched my life beyond belief. Take care and can't wait for another 200 episodes. See you on the road.
Okay, so before we sign off, we have an announcement to make, and we made this announcement to the Mickey Milers team yesterday, and we gave them a little bit of a head start, but we're letting everyone else know that during the Tower of Terror 10-miler race weekend in Walt Disney World, we will be holding a Fantasmic dessert party on Thursday, October 2nd at 7 o'clock. We had to make a decision whether to hold it on Thursday night or Friday night, and the reason why we're holding it on Thursday night is because Friday night is the not so scary Halloween party, which I felt that a lot of people were going to go to, so we had to move it to Thursday night. So we did that. However, because of that, we are limited to the number of people we can accommodate. So we will have that information, Michelle.
Yeah, we'll have it in our show notes. People can sign up and you get special seating for Fantasmic and all the desserts you can eat. And we've been really lucky to have the help of Annette and Becky from MEI Mouse Fan Travel help us put this together, and we hope that people will be able to go.
We wanted to do a little something. So we came up with this. And sometimes you run into a lot of parameters that you have to work around. So we came up with the dessert party, and who knows what's going to be else on the agenda as we move into the following.
Yeah, we're talking about a lot of cool things.
Yeah. So we wanted to make that announcement before we end up. And so for those of you who are interested, please check the show notes and see where you can go to hopefully sign up for that.
Hi, Michelle and Mike. This is Tom Kreider from Maryland. First of all, congratulations on 200 episodes. You both do this fantastic job with this Mickey Miles podcast and the Mickey Milers running team. And I just want to say it's much appreciated. You asked about how Run Disney, and I'll add, even your podcast has changed our lives. Well, I'm running with my daughters.
It seems to be no problem whatsoever to get them to train with me and run with their old dad when it comes to a Run Disney event. I think it's the draw of Disney that really makes it easy for them to say yes. In fact, sometimes it's even their idea. But I'm a dad with four daughters, and now three of whom are actually running with me. And we train together, we do our long runs together, and the fourth daughter just today, in fact, asked, hey, what's this Jeff Galloway thing all about? And is it really okay to do some walking in with the running? And I think it's not going to be too long until I actually have all four daughters running with me. Now, my wife, well, I don't know, maybe that's a different story, but hey, I'll take what I can get. It's really added a lot to our lives, and again, a local 10K or half marathon, maybe they're not so interested in. But the bling of Disney and the fun down at the parks is all the incentive they need to get us running together as a family. And I want to thank you guys a lot, too, because you guys are a lot of what I take for my motivation. And appreciate the podcast, appreciate the work you're doing, and keep on going. Thanks a lot. Have a great day, and see you guys later. Bye-bye.
We want to thank Evelyn and Eddie and Bernie for coming on, spending some time with us, and telling everyone their stories, and we wish them the best, and we'll see you guys soon. So thanks again, guys.
You're welcome. Happy 200th episode, and look forward to seeing everybody at Disney.
Thank you very much. It's been an honor, and we look forward to seeing you.
Thanks for having me on. Talk to you at the 1,000th episode.
And in Disneyland. I get to see two out of the three of you in Disneyland, right?
Looking That's forward
right.
to it.
Good.
Right.
Oh, are you going to be there too, Evelyn?
No, I wish.
Oh, well, we'll FaceTime with you.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
So for Evelyn DeLucia, for Bernie Edwards, for Eddie McCoy, for Michelle Scruton McLean, and for the 200th episode, we'll see you on the road.
Hi, this is Donna from Germantown, Maryland. I wanted to call in and be part of this very celebratory event. Congratulations on 200 shows, guys. That is really a great milestone. I really love listening to the podcast and would love to share how Run Disney has affected my life. First and foremost, it's given me a chance every year to look forward to spending special time with my daughter at a place that we both completely love and enjoy, especially now that she no longer lives at home. We've been running the Princess Half Marathon for the past 4 years and are registered again for 2015. Not only is she my favorite person to go to Disney with, but adding the run factor in keeps us both in shape and gives us a goal to work for each year. The memories I have of running with her are precious to me, and I look forward to making many more. That's what Run Disney has done, but I feel like I would be remiss if I didn't mention what I feel like this podcast and the Mickey Milers have done for me as well over the past months and even a year or so since I've been listening to the podcast and joining the team. I do a lot of running alone, races both at Disney and locally. I have friends and family that will come with me, but they won't run with me. And sometimes that really can get to be a little bit lonely. Being able to connect with all of you guys, though, over social media makes me feel like I've got friends running with me, even when they might not be. I find you all to be inspiring, uplifting. You've become my cheerleaders, coaches, motivators, and probably the best of all, you don't make me feel crazy for wanting to continue to run at Disney. I thank you so much, Mike and Michelle, for your labor of love and putting this podcast on every week. I thank you for the answered questions, the helpful hints, the great info, and the laughs. I can't wait to meet all of you guys at the Walt Disney World Marathon this year in 2015 when I'll be participating in my first Dopey Challenge. It's quite possible I'm looking forward more to meeting you all and other Mickey Milers than I am to actually running it. I'll see you all on the road. Congratulations again.